The point where all human beings and cultures converge, or to understand humanity. Understanding humanity is one of the fundamentals to meeting the world, to going out there. I have an understanding, a way to explain different types of minds. But I think my understanding is a simple model, one of many, in that we each approach the world differently. We want to explain different things first, whatever moves us or hurt us. My model is founded upon indoctrination, including self-indoctrination, where people want to be part of something and they reach out for it and blindly accept all the little bits that put them in a kind of a box. This model explains bullying, religion, hate, war, rulers, false leaders, and liars. My view also comes with a repair kit to help the victims. I ask the victims to walk great trails with narrated books in their ears, which is what you should do instead of pondering my model. You should learn about philosophers, their works, what they influenced, where they fit in the insipid categories of academic philosophy. There's that popular notion that people are not ready to be unplugged, whatever that means. But that is just fiction. Life is hard on us all, and you can only pray to a plastic figurine for so long before you unplug your own damn self. This is even more apparent today, where life extension technologies may be really close. With the big fear gone, people will not spend time worrying about dying. There's another notion here that says knowledge and wisdom is white. But that is also a lie, because people don't have a color. They never did. We are all one family, we are all very strong, and so much stronger together. To see Sir Isaac Newton at Westminster Abbey is one of the great steps forward, no matter where we come from. Be it a soldier purposefully indoctrinated to hold a line, or a false leader taught to fake it until they make it, despite the religious parts of the inscription. It symbolizes rejecting gods and looking into the clockwork of the universe with our own eyes. It means that we are the creators, and that there's a world of things that wants us to follow this way and that way means nothing. It is not that different from walking down a shopping avenue. You are a citizen of the world. You are meant to become a great being. Just go forward. And it is just as important to visit stromatolites over at the Coral Coast down in Western Australia, where we can examine our beginning and ponder chaos and emergence. How all it took was the fundamental principles of the universe, physics, chemistry, and biology, and a lot of accidents. Knowledge is a direction, and it is a direction for us all. It is not just a power, but a force that should call to our compass. It not only helps people out of indoctrination, or helps them with the first few steps after they self-unindoctrinate, but it sets an aim at a very, very precise point, a point where all human beings and cultures converge in peace and actual understanding, where world leaders are so knowledgeable and competent that they don't just prevent war before it starts, but they simply do not allow the use of indoctrination to warp minds away from reality, from peace, and the human advancement. I hope you never do, but there is a video of a foreign plane down by a nation at war by people who are forced to fight. Such people often don't know what a rifle scope is and will turn it all the way to the biggest number, thinking that it makes the gun shoot harder. These sad creatures, raised for war, raised to die to hold some line, interrupted the lives of happy families who were out on adventures across the world to enlighten themselves. Seeing the two in one video, in the shape that it all was, really reveals how ugly indoctrination is. Indoctrination is a dark age artificially pulled over a person's mind for the purpose of control and simplicity. This is what the leaders of the future will understand and see as they themselves exit whatever they were put into or clouded by. Finally, this is why the great multi-month hiking trails, where the hiker can listen to philosophers and books held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals and actually hear them and comprehend them, is so important. The trails are a way out of the indoctrination, out of poverty of mind, left there by incompetent leaders, false leaders. I think we will witness nothing more than another Cold War, but there is a chance of a mandatory draft to fight in Europe in 5 years. A war that makes no sense, that didn't even make sense in the previous century. There's a way to stop all of it. And that way is the study of humankind by simply listening to wise beings as they tell their stories in narrated books. Younger generations equipped with the power of wisdom and greatness would date each other's sisters and make computer games. The leaders that started these wars would be simply laughed out of the office. It's just impossible not to do that. And the companies who were hoping to make more billions out of the misery by creating all the equipment for the wars would have a lot of explaining to do. In this much wiser world, we would look after each other to prevent indoctrination and deliver knowledge and wisdom everywhere. Above everything else, political, social, psychological, we are each tasked with growing all the way up and becoming great beings. That's what knowledge, wisdom, and greatness symbolizes. There's no such thing as growing a part way up or not at all. All it takes is narrated books that you can hear with your ears as you take to years-long adventures. That's pretty beautiful. Nothing is to stand in your way towards growing all the way up. Not poverty, not fear, not worry, neither borders, nor bear or beast. The moment something stops you from growing up, that something is indoctrination. An invisible wall that you must walk right through to the other side, where you will be more enlightened and granted a chance to expand your knowledge. We are one family, one humanity, one civilization, one earth. We are not to tolerate being made ill by indoctrination.